prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Tuesday, which means we've got the Blueprint Power Hour starting in just a moment with Coach Rob Regish. I just want to give a couple announcements. Of course, the first is for All-American Pharmaceutical and EFX Sports, our title sponsor. Right now, you can get six of their top-selling products absolutely free by going to superhumanradio.net and clicking the EFX Sports banner ad, putting in your information, paying $5 for the shipping, and bam, because Dr. Jeff believes you should try the product before you buy the product. Also, the IRS scammers are out there again. They're hitting real hard. And so I'm asking everybody who gets one of those calls from one of these scam people to call it back and harass them and share the number on your Facebook wall and ask all your friends to call it back. I did something that someone suggested. I just put the number into the lending tree, telling them I want to buy a new car, filled out all the paperwork, created a fake name, created a fake email address, but used the phone number for the scammers. So I predict that right about now they're getting hammered with phone calls for car loans. But we can keep elderly people from being robbed by tying these idiots up. All I do is I call them, and as soon as they answer, I say something obscene to them, and they hang up. And then eventually, they shut the number off. And once they shut the number off, that limits their ability to rob from elderly people. We don't need the government to intervene here to get them to stop. If every person who gets a call from them calls them back and tells them to go F themselves, that call that they're taking from you displaces a call that they would take from an unsuspecting elderly person. So let's all do that. How's that sound?
Calling all Blueprint Army. Fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Hey, Rob, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I got one of those calls you were talking about the other day. It wasn't an IRS one, but, you know, similar people.
Yep. Yeah, you just got to, you know, my friend Brian, he actually lets them go through their whole spiel. Like,
yes,
like keeps them tied up on the phone for like 15 minutes at a time. And then he tells them something ridiculous, you know, like, you're going to get cancer for doing this. You know that, right? Or something like that. And then they hang up. But that meant that they couldn't take a call from an unsuspecting person who they would have gotten to give their checking account information and stolen $8,000 from them. That's what they do. They steal about $8,000 every time they do this.
Yes. If you can chew up these people's outbound time, it's wonderful. I did. I let him go through the whole spiel. He was selling ED drugs, supposedly. I was like, well, man, I'm 48. I could certainly use that. And I said, matter of fact, I said, if I buy in bulk, can you give me a discount? So at this point, at about the 10, 12 minute mark, he's salivating, you know, huge deal. You're going to close a huge deal. And then I start talking about my son and his Little League baseball team and everything.
Meandering.
Yeah. And now we're at the 15 to 20 minute mark. And I said, okay, I'm ready to order. You ready? Yep. What's your credit card number? It's 4246-3197. These next four are tough to make out. Can you hold on? Yep. Okay, I got it. I can read them. You ready? Yes, I am. The numbers spell out, sucker.
And then hang up on them. There you go.
If you have the time, I would definitely recommend doing it.
Yeah, and you're really helping some elderly person who's not able to get through because of this. And really, I mean, if we annoy the crap out of these idiots, eventually they'll give up.
Yeah.
But it's going to take the masses to do. And if you don't have the time, just call them and tell them to go F off. Say, I know you're a scammer. F you, man. Stop stealing from Americans.
Yep.
That's it. Exactly. What's going on over at the CoachRobReggish.com and the Blueprint Army?
Well, first up, we're running an SHR special on the one and only Mass Pro Synthogen. So if you go to Synthogen.com, you'll get 10% off and the absolute best strength training program in existence, German Loading Pattern 1. You'll add up to 15, 20, sometimes 25 or more pounds to your one rep max in either the bench or the squat or the deadlift. And here's the best part, in 6 workouts. So use code GERMAN, capital G-E-R-M-A-N, when you're checking out to get that 10% discount and the best damn strength program there is. Also, for the first time in more than a year, we have opened up membership to the Blueprint Bulletin Pro at the greatly discounted rate of just $20 a month. That's over 33% off. And what this does is it gives you access to not only an ongoing subscription, but also nearly 70 back issues covering more than 280 different game changers. And that includes new and incredibly effective training methods, the latest in fat loss diets, and, of course, supplements. Also includes updates on FDA and DEA regulatory actions, which some of which are going on right now. And then I flip people to low-cost shopping done for them on those things to stock up on. So, you know, it's pretty darn comprehensive. And for those of you that are just subscribers to the Blueprint Bulletin monthly, what this means is for just $5 more, you can access the entire library. And it is literally the biggest online library covering research-backed breakthroughs in performance enhancement that there is. If you find a bigger one, I'm all ears. You can visit CoachRobReggish.com today and learn more.
So, okay.
Yeah, two big specials.
We have a question from Gerald Denning. What's the best way to lose weight, parenthetically fat, without losing muscle? Should I change my training at all to deal with the new weight loss? I always lose a ton of strength when I go low carb.
Yeah, you know, losing fat and little to no lean body mass, it's not impossible for the genetically typical male. When I approach the issue, I always start with a few questions. First of which is, you know, do you oxidize fats or carbs easier? Some people can burn dietary fat easily in their own body fat, whereas others have great difficulty and they do better on carb-based diets. Whichever type you are, the key is to keep insulin low or steady. That is the common denominator in diet success, by the way, regardless of the diet people seem to be on. So let's talk about why. If you can find studies showing low-carb diets work, you can find studies showing low-fat diets work, and you can also find studies showing low calories, all work for fat loss. So the question becomes, how can that be, right? It gets back to controlling insulin. Having said that, if I were to hazard a guess, I would say almost 70% of the population responds really well to low carbs. Now, I'm not saying everybody does that easily, but it's there. It just seems to work a very high percentage of the time. That's the upside. Now for the downside. Prolonged low-carb diets are murder on strength. The reason, in my mind, it's pretty obvious. Muscle is nearly 70% water. And when you ditch the carbs, out goes the water. Remember, the suffix is hydrate, which also explains why people who reintroduce carbs or they fall off the wagon, they regain that weight that they lost and all of it quickly. The solution, I have always thought, is a cycling ketogenic diet. Either a couple different ways you can do this. One high-carb meal every fourth day, that was a Vince Gironda favorite. Or 24 to 48-hour weekend carb ups. Doing so is going to allow insulin to work its muscle-building magic while not keeping it too elevated for too long to where you actually start laying down fat. Obviously, that time frame is different from individual to individual, so it boils down to trial and error. training-wise, you would do well to make a few changes. It's possible to retain, and I've even seen people gain strength in some instances while losing weight, preferably, you know, fat, at least in the lower body and the back. So squats and deadlifts. I've seen guys actually increase despite losing weight. Those two should be kept in the rotation then, as they are great, what I call primary drivers, regardless of whatever diet you're on. Where most people will really fall down and lose strength is in the upper body. And a lot of these guys will freak when their bench plummets. You know, provided you're not competing, the solution's simple. Switch to weighted dips or pull-ups and push-ups, you know, more body weight work. Those movements I consider in many ways to be superior to a lot of the weighted alternatives anyway. And you'll likely register a nice strength increase given, you know, your body weight is a high percentage of the weight lifted. Finally, a couple things you can do supplement-wise. You can ensure optimal muscle cell hydration with two products in particular, creatine and liquid glycerin. Take note, I did not say the powdered glycerin, glycerol monostearate. Liquid glycerin is what you want. Creatine, as you know, will attract water and keep the muscle cell hydrated, which is an important anabolic and anti-catabolic signal, particularly when water, right, is being flushed from the body. Liquid glycerin, you want to build up to 2 to 3 tablespoons diluted in water. If you can't take it straight, that's going to help pull water from beneath the skin and into the muscle cell as well. To a lesser extent, TMG and taurine will contribute to cellular hydration too. I would be remiss if I didn't mention crealkaline, as it seems to optimally volumize the muscle cell with none of the, you know, moon face that some people get from creatine mono. So those are some diet, training, and supplement tips, and I'm confident you'll do well with all of them.
We're going to go right on to the next question here that is from Owen Humphreys. If I have 6-inch waist, if I have a 6-inch wrist, I thought it said waist, I'm sorry. Does that mean I don't have the genetics to be big? I want to be a powerlifter, but all those calculations they give for size and strength potential have me questioning that decision.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to answer this by telling you a little story. It's about me, but it illustrates why these benchmarks and calculations are meaningless, in my opinion. So when I first started training, I was 15. I was nearly 6 feet tall and a whopping 143 pounds. So I wanted only one thing in the world, to be big and strong. It became, by my own admission, my obsession. All right, but it was nearly derailed by a newspaper clipping that I came across on our kitchen table. This particular newspaper had a Dear Abby column, like a lot of them do. And I saw it had a question about, you know, weight training. This young guy wrote in, and he asked her if, despite his fragile frame, could he one day bench press 300 pounds? And you could tell it was this kid's dream to do it. All right? That may have well been me asking that question. So, you know, needless to say, I read her answer with a lot of interest. Good old Abby went on to tell this young man that if he flexed his tricep, if it was closer to his shoulder than his elbow, he had little chance of achieving his goal. Basically said that those with more favorable muscle and tendon insertions were the only people capable of becoming physically impressive. So I headed for the mirror, and I observed a tricep that was far closer to my shoulder than my elbow. Had I taken her answer at face value, you know, my journey in physical culture would have stopped there. Instead, here's what happened. I disregarded that, and I continued to pound away at the weights. And in short order, like a lot of people who start in their teens, I noticed some impressive changes. I was still years away from benching anything close to 300 pounds, but But it was enough to know that this lady's advice or her answer was mostly BS. So for the next 3 years, I trained with very little knowledge, a terrible diet, and almost no guidance. Just had this burning desire to get bigger and stronger. When I got to college, I've told this story before, I met Eddie Azzaro, took me under his wing, and one day in the gym, I was in a similar situation. I was lamenting my calves. Bad genetics, I told him. Eddie heard that, and he said, stop what you're doing. And we walked outside the weight room, because it was in part of a larger gym, and he pointed across the gym to a paraplegic who was watching a basketball game. He said, that's bad genetics, Rob. The kid in that chair would kill to have your bad genes and calves. So I don't want to ever hear another word of it again. And that, my friends, was the last time I ever even considered the genetics issue. Bad advice is all over the place today. A lot of it on the internet. I don't care how big your wrists are or aren't. I don't care what the formulas say. If you want a power lift and you have a goal for a 300-pound bench, then power lift and achieve your goal. And do it to the best of your ability. If I believed Dear Abby, I would have never benched 300 pounds. Never mind an all-time best of 400. One other thing. When teaching me the deadlift, Eddie said something I'll never forget. He said, with the deadlift, you're limited only by your desire. I knew what he was saying, and he knew I got it too. So, needless to say, I poured myself into it. And it's responsible for a lot of the muscle I carry around to this day. Just that single statement getting me to work hard on the deadlift. Here's the bottom line. The only limitations you have are the ones you put on yourself. Forget what other people say and believe that you can. Because a great man once said, right, whether you believe you can or can't, you're right. Think about that the next time you consider genetics and formulas and blah, blah, blah.
And we're gonna. And by the way, if you have small wrists and small ankles, that makes you primed to be a bodybuilder.
Yeah.
Bodybuilders are strong. So don't think that they're not strong. I mean, Ronnie Coleman, Jay Cutler, these guys would put up 405 in the incline like it's nothing. And look at Dexter Jackson. Dexter's got a tiny little waist, tiny little ankles, and tiny little wrists. Makes him look freakishly bigger.
My ankles are smaller than my wife's, but you know what? It's a blessing in disguise because it makes my calves look lot bigger.
Makes your calves look bigger. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have more questions. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour.
When's the last time you look forward to taking your pre-workout? I mean, like thinking about it the night before, shaking it up, anticipating the way it tastes. The music starts to thump louder. The weight starts to get lighter. Get ready to feel that way. Bounty Hunter is that pre-workout. Bounty Hunter will make you believe in pre-workouts again. Get free shipping with code SHR on a jug of ridiculously delicious, badass vanilla bourbon Bounty Hunter. Go to WildWestNutrition.com or click the banner ad at SuperHumanRadio.net.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, That's EFXSports.com.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Kana banner ad today.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieve their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic. Plus, it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
A-T-R-A-N-T-I-L, Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
What's happening? What's
happening? Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. This next question is actually great. The next question comes from, the next question comes from Jason Varlow. And it's a really good question. He says, I've got about $200 a month to spend on supplements. What would your ideal be? I'm 35 years old, 6 feet tall, and 200 pounds, looking to get to 235 lean.
Yeah, well, I'm going to have to make some assumptions here, and they're very important assumptions, so please listen to these. Number one, you're eating enough. Enough, in most cases, is body weight times 20 in calories, or in this case, about 4,000 calories a day. Number two, you're eating enough protein. Enough, in this case, according to the latest recommendations, you'll see anywhere from 175 to 225 grams of protein a day. Let's call it 200 grams a day to split the difference. That's tough to do without a protein powder. So unless you're really into eating tons of chicken breasts, you know, get Thrive, use 20 grams after training, and another 20 to 40 grams before bed. Assumption number three, you're training to get stronger, and your focus is on the squat, deadlift, or both. And assumption number four, you're sleeping enough. Enough, in this case, is 9 to 11 hours, in my opinion, when you're in hard training. I know that's a lot, but trust me, if you're really pushing it in the gym, your body will ask for it. Provided those qualifiers are met, I would then suggest the following. Stack number one, a bottle of Synthogen and either 5 grams of creatine mono or 1.5 grams of Crealkaline. Some guys do really good on only 750 or 500, but, you know, it's cheap enough to do it and do it heavy. Synthogen, very simply, it's going to recover you faster than anything on the market, legal or illegal. I know that's a big statement. You know, don't take my word for it. Ask anybody that uses it. And that's huge because the more productive workouts you get in every week and month, the faster you'll progress. You can complete loading patterns, for example, in 2 to 4 weeks instead of 6 to 7, depending upon the one you're on. And gaining strength that fast is a huge trigger for muscle growth. You know, you heard the past 2 weeks when we had guests on, those loading patterns that I'm talking about, and one of them you can get with the Synthogen special that I spoke about at the top of the show, they're absolute gold. And you'll never train your big barbell lifts any other way after using them. Beyond that, Synthogen just covers so many bases. You'd have to buy all of these individually. Branch chain aminos, essential aminos, beta-alanine, orotic acid, ATP, trimethylglycine, important minerals to protein synthesis like magnesium aspirate, and the genuine Rapponticum carthamoids extract. Collectively, what all these ingredients do is they will jack up your ATP levels. They regenerate it, and this is what creatine doesn't do. It regenerates that 3 different ways. It boosts muscle carnosine levels, which will improve your ability to do more work. It will cut cortisol in and around the workout and limit those catabolic hormones. And it will radically accelerate wound healing. Also frequently reported that it heals injuries. So if you have any little nagging aches and pains, you can reasonably expect them to disappear or at least greatly dissipate. So in one fell swoop, it floods your body with all the ingredients necessary to recover from exercise and grow muscle fast. The addition of creatine mono or Crealkaline is... Look, it's the cherry on top. Creatine is literally the can't-miss supplement of the last 2 decades, now going on 3. You can take it every day. There's no rational need to cycle it, and it has so many benefits beyond performance enhancement, too. There's no reason, really, to go without it because it's so cheap. You can get a kilo of the micronized stuff for around $20, and I've seen bulk Crealkaline out there at a very reasonable price.
Okay. I've got a sale right now. It's for the next 9 days on Thrive. You can get a 1-pound jug of Thrive for $17.95 if you go to superhumanradio.net and click the Thrive banner ad.
Yeah.
So here's a chance for you to try it. And you'll automatically get a coupon in that box that will get you 1 3-pound jug for $49.95, which is a stupidly cheap price. Yeah, I know. So it's, you know, it's like people need to try. So you know who's trying the product right now?
Who?
Kirkland.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Now, I'm not going to say anything about it because it's too soon to tell.
Right.
You know, but he's going to have, he's going to probably write a little something up about it. And
right.
I'm trying to get Dr. J to approve an overfeeding project with Kirkland where I can give Kirkland enough to replace 60 grams of protein in his diet with 60 grams of Thrive every day for 12 weeks.
Wow, that'll be interesting.
Yeah, because you know who gave me that idea?
Who?
The guy, the head of ISSN, Dr. Jose Antonio.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he said, if you want to see if Thrive is really different than anything else out there, any other protein, then just replace a high enough amount where the statistical significance of any body comp changes can be attributed to that.
That makes perfect sense.
It's actually 66 grams a day. So that's close to 50% of protein most people are eating.
Yeah.
And if you get leaner and more muscular and you sleep better and you feel better and, your hair looks better and your skin looks better, then it's got to be the Thrive.
Right. And remember, proteins are fundamental here. You know, you if you're not getting enough, you're using something like Thrive, well, that's going to be a pretty big game changer for you, because optimal protein levels are everything when you're trying to build muscle.
Yep.
Anyway, so stack number one, Synthogen and creatine. Stack number two is Progenadrex, beta-alanine, and TMG, and here's why. If you're having trouble satisfying requirement number one, which is eating big, Progenadrex is exceptional in that regard. Eating big is not something everybody can do. Now, yeah, you know, for the average person, it'll be fun for them to, you know, try to pack away 4,000 calories a day for a day or two. But doing it day in and day out ain't so easy. As a matter of fact, it becomes a job. The appetite increase you get from Progenadrex also comes with much better glucose disposal, and that owes to the anacyclist pyrethrum. It's one of the very few products that can keep large amounts of carbs from spilling over into fat storage. It also contains lactogen and R-alpha-lipoic acid, which do a fine job of keeping insulin sensitivity high and inflammation low. Included also is creatine hydrochloride, which is a very soluble and just easily absorbed form of creatine. Along with it comes some disodium phosphate. Why? Because creatine's uptake in the cell is sodium-dependent, even more so than insulin. And, of course, there's research that RALA improves creatine uptake and utilization as well. Beta-alanine and TMG, you know, as we discussed before, those two are in Synthogen, so if you have any left over, it makes a great tag team with Progenadrex. If not, then spring for bulk beta-alanine and TMG. Here's why. We know from studies, very good studies, by the way, that beta-alanine, when combined with creatine, was found to grow three times. These guys grew three times the amount of muscle than people using creatine alone. Think about that for a second, okay? Three times the muscle versus the single best supplement on the market today could generate. That's no small advantage. Take 3 to 6 grams a day with food. And then finally, we get to TMG, trimethylglycine, also known as betaine. Although studies are still a little bit mixed on this compound, I think it is fantastic for cell volumization. IGF-1 signaling, that particular study is very compelling. And cortisol control. Shoot for 2.5 grams a day with food. By the way, it's perfectly fine to mix both TMG and beta-alanine, so you can kill two birds with one stone. Both of the option of those options should see you fall well within that $200 a month budget. Actually, in both cases, it should be around $100 or less. Put the rest towards groceries, and if you don't have one already, a blender. Those two stacks are it. They are the best you can do, regardless of price, anywhere that's legal.
And if that doesn't work for you, send me the $200, and I'll post good things about you on Facebook every single day, talking about how ripped to shreds you are, how strong you are, how amazing you are, and that may work. No?
A lot of supplement companies do that, sadly.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to come back. We've got plenty more questions. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by CoachRobRegish.com. We'll be right back.
You deserve a again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started H-Hemp Company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code SHR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code SHR.
If you've followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained, fasted, and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
Thrive Market wants to give you $60 in free organic products of your choice plus free shipping just to get you to check them out. Over 4,000 organic products to choose from and up to 50% off all their products. And shopping at Thrive Market is more convenient than anywhere else. Order online or on their app in minutes, day or night, and get everything delivered right to your door. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the Thrive Market banner ad and get your $60 in free organic foods and free shipping today.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
74% of Americans are living with digestive issues. They take pills and potions to mask the symptoms but never address the root cause. Introducing GI Ultramax Pro, a complex of scientifically substantiated all-star ingredients that reestablish your gut's operating system, allowing you to be better shielded against the bad actors in your food and environment. The gut is complicated, and it takes GI Ultramax Pro to deliver real long-lasting results. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the GI Ultramax Pro banner ad or visit MotherEarthLabs.com and use code SHR for free shipping.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
La da 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 da. Come on, Snoop. Come in, man. So our next question comes from, here he is. Thank you. It's the one and only D-O-double-G. That's right. I'm old school, baby. Andrew Bader.
This may sound weird, but what are the best supplements for dogs? I mean, beyond the typical glucosamine and chondroitin stuff.
That was a great lead-in with Snoop Dogg. Huh?
I know. I didn't even realize that, right? I see, I plan these things, you know. It's all in my brain. It's all me.
You know, I'm not an expert on canine supplements, but I do have a dog that takes supplements, so I can speak somewhat to the issue. I'm not sure if your question that has to do with health performance enhancement or something else. But I'll try to approach it from both perspectives, since there's some interesting history here behind both. First, you know, it helps to know what's ailing your pooch, right? We have a 12-year-old golden retriever, Ginger. She's sitting beside me now on the couch sleeping. But about a year ago, we noticed that she started groaning when she was lowering herself to the floor and getting back up. And now she's awful spry for 12 years old, even pulling us during walks. But those walks started getting shorter and shorter. You know, she was turning around halfway into the walk. My wife started her on glucosamine and chondroitin, and in about a month, there was no more groaning, and she was walking farther and farther. If I'm not mistaken, GLC 2000 makes a canine product. Matter of fact, I think it's called GLC Canine, GLC 1000 Canine. What it does is it gives you a 45-day supply of the following. All four forms of bioavailable glucosamines plus chondroitin, okay? They've tested this product, and they know it's up to 43% absorbed in the bloodstream, which is double what most of their competition is. It lubricates and cushions joints. It, you know, better joint function and flexibility. It's safe for long-term use, and you know, even the dogs that are finicky eaters will take it. Researching things further, I was amazed to see how many different supplements there are for dogs. Probiotics, creatine, bone broth, even essential amino acid formulas. There are supplements for your dog's skin and other conditions, such as anxiety. And from the labels I'm reading, most of the ingredients are the exact same as we humans take, just, you know, a little bit less. One creatine formula I reviewed used, I thought this was interesting, creatine monohydrate, dicreatine malate, and creatine hydrochloride. Those are three excellent forms, by the way. I suppose none of this should come as a surprise, right? Things like glucosamine and creatine, those were showing up in veterinary work years before they did so in humans. Now, I would caution you, however, to take great care in administering any human supplements you have to dogs versus those specifically made for canines. Things like stimulants, even weak stimulants, certain herbs and other ingredients aren't going to work well, or worse, they could be deadly to your dog. Always use supplements for dogs on dogs, okay? Not supplements for humans on dogs. From what I can see, the canine supplements that are available should improve the quality of your dog's life, especially in his or her later years. And I would be remiss not to say this. I would highly encourage you to run by a vet what you're considering giving to your dog. You know, it's only a phone call or a visit, and it could very well save their life, right? So, look, we love our pets. We want the best for them. I guess it should come as no surprise to me. There are many different supplements for them, and they work. As they do in humans.
7 years ago, I did a show about feeding dogs raw food. Raw meat, raw chicken, raw turkey. A lot of people said, well, how can you feed a dog raw chicken? You know, chicken bones get stuck in their throat. No, only when the chicken is cooked do the bones splinter like that. They don't splinter like that when you... Because tell me this. Riddle me this, Batman. Who's taking the chicken bones out of wolves' throats and foxes' throats in the wilderness? And they're not dying from chicken bones, because when chicken bones are raw, they break up into pieces as opposed to splinters.
Yep.
So I did that show 7 years ago. Now, thanks to people like Dr. Karen Becker and Rodney Habib, who are turning the dog food industry on its ear. And the reason why I'm talking about this is because you don't need to give your dog supplements if you're feeding them raw. This is a fact. Dogs don't eat corn and grain. If they did, every farmer would be pissed off when the wild dogs came through his fields and ate all of his wheat. They don't. They don't eat their corn. They don't eat soybeans. Wild dogs don't go, oh, yeah, forget about running down a deer. Let's just go over to that soybean field and just eat all the soybeans. No, they don't eat that crap because they know it doesn't work for them. But then you've got Science Diet and Purina grinding this crap up and putting it into pellets. Watch the movie, the documentary, if you have Netflix. Watch this one documentary. It will change your opinion about how to feed your dog forever. Now, whether or not you're too lazy to step up and feed your dog this way is a different story. But watch the documentary Pet Fooled, F-O-O-L-E-D, and be prepared. Kibble kills dogs. It destroys their kidneys. It gives them cancer. It gives them sugar diabetes. Dogs have all the diseases that their owners have now. How did that happen? When did dogs become type 2 diabetic? When people started feeding them these crappy foods.
Yeah.
And
I can vouch for the raw food thing. You know, save my dog's life. I have no problem saying that.
There are people who have been feeding their dogs raw. Their dogs are 17 and 18 years old. They don't have any gray hair on their faces. They still look youthful like puppies. And people are like, oh, well, that's a freak. No, it's not a freak. This is what happens when you feed a dog what it was genetically designed to eat, as opposed to, you know, the only reason why we have dry kibble today is because during World War II, maybe it was World War I, during one of the two world wars in the United States, we had a shortage of metal. So they said, we can't make dog food the way we've been making it, which was back then it was byproducts of beef and pork and lamb and all that sort of stuff, because we need the metal for the cans to build tanks and ammunition. So the guy who invented Science Diet found out that if you ground up all these byproducts, meat and everything, added some flour to it, right, and baked it in a kiln for at like 1800 degrees to where every single drop of moisture was removed from it, that you could put it in paper bags and put it on a shelf for 10 years and it wouldn't go bad because anything that was nutritious about it was gone. And so they switched to feeding dogs kibble because they didn't want to make dog food cans anymore because they needed the metal. Not because it was better for dogs, but now it's stuck. Because people used to say, oh, I hate the canned dog food. It's stinky. You know, it's basically raw boiled meat, and that's all it was. But the dogs did better on that stuff than they did on kibble. And that's why we have a modern health crisis with dogs. You have people whose dogs are dying of cancer, type 2 diabetes, heart disease. By the way, the San Diego Zoo has the same problem right now with their bears. Their bears are all developing heart failure. Bears don't develop heart failure in the woods.
No.
But they also don't eat Purina bear chow.
Oh, God.
So
That's a really interesting story. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
though.
If you want to do something good for your dog, don't spend a lot of money on supplements. Go have a relationship with a butcher. Buy scrap meats, scrap bones. Feed your pets that. I remember when I did this story 7 years ago, a woman sent me a picture of her little toy dog with a big turkey drumstick in his mouth. And she told me in that email that she had been feeding the dog raw for 6 months now, and all the problems that the dog had that was going, having his anal gland expressed all the time, all these stupid problems that veterinarians rip you off for, they all just went away. And sure, because you're feeding the dog what the dog was designed to do. Termites can eat wood. I can't eat wood. If I eat wood, I'm going to get really sick. So I don't look at a termite and go, yeah, but the termite can eat it. It's a different species. It has a different dietary need that evolution imprinted on it. Feed your dogs raw. And there's and this is so powerful now. There are lots of lines of raw dog food now. Lots of lines One of them is Valiant Pet. That's on Chewy. That company was started by the same people who started Quest. It's all raw. Your dog won't get diabetes or cancer eating that food.
Wow.
Let's see where we are. Let me just look at how many questions we have left first. Hold on. Yeah, that was a great question. And, you know, everybody's got pets these days, so it was a really good. Let's go ahead and jump on this next question. Pete Schindler says, I saw the video of you pushing and pulling 600-pound sled, but I'm confused. I've heard people say not to turn sled work into real workouts, meaning it's more for restorative purposes. Why do you go so heavy then? Because that's wrong. It's supposed to be a workout.
Yeah, I mean, there's some truth to what he's saying, but it depends on what you want the sled work to do for you. First, let's talk about how sled work came to be in this country, and then I'll get into why heavy and light dragging both have their place. Some of the best deadlifters in the world are Finnish loggers. The interesting part about that is a lot of them don't even train the deadlift most of the year. Many just train, that lift maybe 3 months prior to the meet. They have an absurd amount of leg and hip strength because after cutting a tree down, they cinch it up to a harness that they wear and then drag it down to the logging trail where the machine picks it up. Now, that wasn't lost on some rather brilliant minds in this country, Louis Simmons probably being the most prolific one. He began pulling a weighted sled in his parking lot outside Westside Gym there in Columbus, Ohio. Louis went so far, and he still does, perform several of these workouts a day, sometimes dragging before and after training. He believes that doing so leads to greater work capacity or an improved ability to do more work during any given unit of time.
And doesn't it make sense? Total. Don't you think the guy who the bricklayer who's toiling for 8 hours a day, dragging bricks, lifting bricks, climbing ladders, has more muscular endurance than somebody who goes into the gym and hits it, albeit very intensely, for an hour and then goes and sits behind a desk?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Louis's point, especially early on, was he felt the typical powerlifter was out of shape. And if you make him walk a flight of stairs, okay, the guy might be able to total 2,000 pounds, but he can't walk a flight of stairs. Sled work that he had his guys doing helped rectify that. And pretty soon, anyone was dragging a sled. It is restorative, I would say, pulling any weight, given the fact that it's concentric-only exercise, which is to say there's no eccentric or lowering of the weight. Therefore, there is no or very little muscle damage. What you do get is blood flow. Blood flow to the muscles radically improved. That carries fresh nutrients from your diet to the muscle, and it flushes waste products out. Beta-alanine, by the way, that we just discussed and a lot of people give up on because, it's not like creatine. You don't see results in 5 days. But beta-alanine really shines during sled work, especially when you're pulling the sled backwards. And if those of you who do that know what I'm talking about, severe quad burn, gone with beta-alanine. Now, it takes a few months to get fully loaded. But it is. It's a real boon to your conditioning work with the sled. The issue of dragging heavy or light, that's a non-issue in my opinion, because there's a place for both. In fact, I would suggest two such sled workouts per week in a heavy, light fashion. That's ideal for most people. Other cardio, you can do those sessions in between. Dragging lightweights is excellent for blood flow, and it's also an excellent finisher after restorative movements such as bridging and reverse hypers. And in fact, I place those kind of what I call restorative workouts in between my heavy days, and they never fail to leave me stronger for my next heavy session. Dragging heavy also has other benefits. Chief among them is developing obscene power in the hips, quads, and hams with, and this is the big one, zero vertical compression of the spine. You know, remember, those lumberjacks, they're not dragging light. You know, they got super strong in part because they dragged heavy trees, not light ones.
Right.
Beyond that, heavy sled work is excellent for your heart and lungs. I like to think of it as anabolic cardio. I don't perform those heavy drags, more than once or twice a week max. It is a tax, the heavy pulls, can be a tax to your adrenals. Therefore, you're always going to want to, for example, drag light the day before a heavy squat workout, right? That just makes sense. It is a form of deloading that will serve you very, very well. So drag heavy, drag light, or drag both, but drag.
But drag.
Yes, sled work is that good.
Be a drag. Remember when we were kids, it was somebody say, don't be such a drag. Now it's popular. Be a drag. There you go.
Be a
drag king. I'm a drag king. There you go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of the Blueprint Power Hour. Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000. Or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to RedconOne.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number one.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but 6 of their top sellers. That's right, 6 different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm, and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be. used to be.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. Okay. The next question comes from Tony Massaro. He says, what's your position on SARMs? I mean, I've heard you say you don't like them. Any new ones that might change the way you think about them? I don't know about you, Rob, but I have completely ignored any new SARMs research because all the SARMs I tried in the past let me down. They didn't do anything for me.
Yeah, yeah. I'm pretty much in the same place you are. I will say there is one SARM that I've spoken to, maybe half a dozen people now, who have very good things to say, and I really respect their opinion. So I'm going to use it, and provided I, too, get great results, I'll be letting my people know. But by and large, you know, my opinion still holds, you know. SARMs are largely a waste of time. They purport to give you steroid-like results without the side effects, and in fact, a lot of them give you just the side effects without the results.
That's true. And so, now, and some side effects you'll never get from steroids. Like some of the original selective androgen receptor modulators that first came out, They made you see everything had a yellow cast. So like you would look at something, you go, gee, that looks kind of yellow. Yeah, the SARM actually affected the visual cortex, and it gave everything a yellow color.
I remember that.
And let's not forget, Viagra is supposed to do that to some people, too.
Mm.
So think about that.
But at least Viagra boosts testosterone.
Yeah, right, exactly. And a couple other things, too.
Right. So, you know what, with SARMs, the whole issue appears to be moot because just a few days ago, Senator Orrin Hatch proposed a bill that's going to put SARMs into the same classification as anabolic steroids, which means it'll be like possessing or selling meth or whatever as far as legalities go. You will likely be going to prison if you sell it and getting hit with some hefty fines even if you don't. It is a shame because SARMs as a class of drugs could have stayed off the government radar if some idiotic supplement companies didn't start selling them as supplements.
Yep.
The problem here is that some supplement companies have taken SARMs, which by definition are drugs, and literally slapped a supplement label on them.
And didn't hide it. They actually said that this MK whatever is actually in this capsule.
Right.
And they sold it with the intention of, we'll sell it until the FDA tells us to stop, but in the meantime, we're going to make a bunch of money. And that's what they did. They sold it. People gobbled it up. They got letters from the FDA to cease and desist. They filed the letter back and said, we have taken it off. We're destroying all inventory. The FDA went away, and they kept all that money.
Yeah, and in some cases, they just kept selling it. And that's more than one case. They said, all right, FDA, we're going to take it off, and they kept selling it. Sometimes they would launch sister sites that looked unrelated but, in fact, were owned by the same people. Now, let's address the efficacy of these things. I have heard from many, many people who have used them, and I've tried some myself. I won't say I've tried all of them, but I've also kept tabs on many of the boards over the years, trying to gather objective feedback amongst its users. You know, to be perfectly honest, they don't seem effective for growing muscle, at least to any real degree. You know, you'll hear some guy say, I gained 2 pounds, or I feel fuller. You know, like I've always said, feelings are for Oprah and The View, not for strength training. Now, that doesn't mean that someday they might find a SARM that actually does what it says it's going to do, grow muscle without a lot of the steroid side effects. It just means that no bodybuilder I'm aware of is trading in their steroids for SARMs. Right? If these things work so great without the side effects, then those boys would be taking it, trust me, and they're not. Even among legal products, I would take plain old creatine any day versus any of the SARMs that are currently up for sale. Now, I'd expect that Senator Hatch's bill is going to be a layup, okay? It's a nice softball issue he can pitch to the soccer moms and the Save the Children Brigade in the twilight of his career. This is Orrin Hatch's swan song, so to speak. Therefore, I would give it 6 months or quite possibly less before all SARMs are effectively scheduled and illegal to possess, never mind sell. They will likely be lumped in with the current DASCA legislation, the Designer Anabolic Steroid Control Act of 2014, which was signed into law by President Obama. With no doubt, our friend Joey Biden nearby nodding his approval. Biden, and this is not a political statement, okay, either pro or against Democrats or Republicans, but Biden, if you recall, was the jackass who scheduled anabolics back in the day, despite pleas from the AMA, doctors, and other real experts who know or knew steroids don't have psychoactive properties. They don't speed you up. They don't slow you down. They don't alter your sense of reality. But no, Joe would have none of that.
Yeah, because he could, because his own words in front of Congress, I would have been a pro baseball player, but I wasn't willing to do the drugs.
Yeah.
Every professional athlete out there should never, ever, ever vote for Joe Biden to be anything but maybe dog catcher. Because basically what he's saying, that if you're a professional athlete or an Olympic athlete, the only reason why you are, have reached the level of success that you've reached in your chosen sport is because you're corrupt and you're willing to do drugs. But Joe, he was holier than you. He said, no, I'm going to give up a career as a pro baseball player because I'm not willing to do drugs. You know what? How no one ever stood up and called him out on saying that to this day is shocking to me, because what he basically did is minimize all the hard work, dedication, effort, deferred gratification, you name it, that athletes put into their lives to reach their success level, and discounted it all to the fact that, oh, well, you just use drugs. That's why you're an athlete. And I wasn't willing to do that.
And the scariest part of that is he actually believes that.
Oh, yeah. Of course he believes it. The guy's psychopathic. I mean, he makes stuff up all the time. And you know what? This isn't a partisan thing. Joe Biden is one of the slimiest, smarmiest politicians I've seen in a long time.
Yeah. And look, I mean, that's just the truth. Whether you're a Republican, Democrat, or
it doesn't matter. There's some Republicans that fit right into his box as well. But talking about this subject here and how the Anabolic Steroid Control Act took a lot of honest people and made them criminals, because Joe Biden would have been a pro baseball player had he been willing to compromise and take drugs. I mean, like the NC2A, everybody should have stood up and said, Joe, you know that's a lie. You couldn't be a pro baseball player if they put new body parts on you.
Yeah, and you're 100% spot on, correct about everything. Now, I wouldn't be giving you the full story if I didn't tell you that good old Joe had some co-conspirators. He used that fool, Don Hooten, to give steroids a face, which was the face of his son, who allegedly killed himself because he came off steroids and sank into a deep depression. Never mind the fact he's got a pretty robust family history of suicide attempts, his sister being one of them, and the fact that he was on a drug known to cause suicidal tendencies, particularly in teenagers, namely Lexapro. But there's no money in suing Big Pharma and Lexapro. In fact, the government has made that impossible for you to do, which is another story for another time. It's much easier. It was much easier for Big Don to set up the ridiculous Tyler Hooten Foundation than extort Major League Baseball and others to donate millions to his phony charity.
I had Don Hooten on my show in 2006. And I asked him these questions on the air. I said to him, because it was a female psychiatrist that was treating Taylor Hooten to get him off of anabolic steroids. So what she told him to do was to stop cold turkey and put him on Lexapro to deal with the depression. So I said to Don, in retrospect, looking at what you know now about coming off of hormones and how they can cause people to become depressed, would you have done things differently? And he said, well, we were taking the direction of this doctor. He didn't want to mention her name. He said, we were taking the direction of this doctor, and she said that this is how it had to be done. And I said, but you do know that there is something called a post-cycle therapy that's used by andrologists and the likes when a person who has been on anabolic steroids and or sex hormones for a long period of time, you can't just cold turkey. You just can't stop taking them. You have to wean yourself off of them. And if anything, Lexapro makes someone prone to suicide. We know lots of kids who weren't on anabolic steroids who took Lexapro and hung themselves in their bedrooms. And yep. You know what? The guy just can't admit it because the reality is because he was such a poor steward of handling his son's case, that's what led to his son's death. Had he done the research before Taylor Hooten hung himself, instead of after, he would have said to that doctor, you know, I'm reading that you can't just take them off of these hormones. You've got to wean them off of them, and you got to do a post-cycle process to kick their own testosterone back in gear. And let's not put them on Lexapro either yet. Let's just see if we, like, so, and this happens a lot. When parents feel the guilt of losing a child, which is a horrible, horrible thing that I would never even want to be able to tell you that I can talk about, but I can imagine. And they feel somehow culpable, whether it's because they didn't do the right thing, they didn't do the wrong thing, whatever. They always start a foundation to try to turn something bad into something good. Yeah. And that's what Don Hooten did. But his efforts were misguided, and he was used as a puppet and a pawn in the whole discussion about anabolic steroids. He was used as a puppet and a pawn.
Yeah, and, you know, just so you know what a great guy Big Don is, those millions of dollars he gets from Major League Baseball and other parties, he keeps a nice percentage of that for himself, by the way.
Yeah.
In other words,
to manage his program, his organization, yeah.
Right. In other words, he's profiting off the death of his own son.
Right. 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 And let's be honest. Don Hooten and his organization have done zero for the cause of teaching young men not to use anabolic steroids in high school.
Even if they were, well, you know what the statistics say. Whatever he's doing is driving youth up, not down.
Yeah, yeah, it's not working. So it was
but
a waste.
Anyway,
yeah.
But back to Biden. good old Joey actually stated, as you said, that he would have turned pro if it wasn't for those damn steroids. You know, by passing laws that penalize only otherwise law-abiding citizens, not a single high-profile athlete I can recall has done any kind of significant time for steroids. By passing those laws, Biden has succeeded only in incarcerating taxpaying citizens whose biggest crime was that they wanted to buff up a little bit to look better on the beach or put a few more pounds on their bench press. That is literally their crime. They wanted a little help in looking and performing better. And think, again, or just stop and think about this. There are people sitting in jail cells today for decades because that was their crime. Just so you know, too, when we raided Bin Laden's compound way back in 2011, some of the intelligence collected concerned good old Uncle Joe. It seems Al-Qaeda had a hit list of American political leaders marked for assassination, with the exception of one person, Joe Biden.
You're kidding me.
No.
This is not a joke.
No, this is the God's honest truth. You can look it up. Bin Laden and other Al-Qaeda leaders came to the conclusion that he would better serve their cause alive than dead. You know?
Dude, I mean, that's priceless. That's priceless. That really, really is. It just goes to show how useless he is.
That's a little bit of the backstory.
And the other thing that I want to inject here in the framework of discussion, because we've talked about it again, but I'd be remiss if I didn't say it again. A woman can take hormones so that she doesn't get pregnant. Those hormones supposedly carry the same risks that anabolic steroids do, blood clotting being the most notable. They raise the thrombotic index of blood. They thicken the blood, blah. Okay. And people can go and get butt implants, breast implants, pec implants. You can have surgery to reroute a ligament through the elbow so a pitcher can pitch for 5 years longer. You can have radiokeratotomy so that you have 15-15 vision like Tiger Woods, and you can actually see the cup from 500 feet away. I mean, we can do all of that stuff, and some of it is about vanity, and some of it is about convenience. Because let's be honest, it's a convenience for a husband and wife to go, you know, we're not ready to have children, so let's use contraception. That's a convenience.
Right.
But as soon as a guy says, you know, I used to be buffed. I can't put on any muscle anymore. I'd really like to look like I did when I was in my 30s. Doc, can you put me on testosterone? Oh, no. Testosterone is evil. No, that's an anabolic steroid. You can't use that. That's dangerous. But let me get this straight. I can take Lunestra that will actually put me asleep, and I'll wake up in the middle of the night and go gamble my whole savings away at Atlantic City and then not remember it in the morning. I can take birth control pills that'll give me blood clots in my lungs and rush me to, I know a woman that happened to. But God forbid you want to do something that makes you feel younger and stronger. No. There's no room. That's the hypocrisy of the medical orthodoxy. Don't be fooled by it. Do not be fooled by it.
So anyway, that's the deal on SARMs, everyone. And also a little bit about the backstory on the damage done to our, you know, law-abiding citizens by a delusional old man.
Yeah, exactly. Delusional old man. And let's not forget one other thing. Mm-hmm. How many years have we been talking about SARMs?
Years and years.
Well, at least 10, right?
Right.
Okay. So in 10 years, not one single SARM has been introduced by Big Pharma as an alternative to testosterone therapy. Think about that for a second. When has Big Pharma developed drugs, spent literally hundreds of millions of dollars, and not brought one to the market? You know why? I think it's because SARMs don't work.
Yeah. Yeah, or they're so loaded with side effects, there's not not worth the risk to benefit ratio.
They don't work. They shut down natural testosterone production. They occupy the androgen receptor with greater affinity, which means they block whatever testosterone you do have. And let's not forget, the androgen receptor, just like the estrogen receptor, is a mosaic of domains. That receptor could have 30 domains in there that when estrogen or testosterone docks in it, it activates all those domains. When you make selective androgen receptor modulators or selective estrogen receptor modulators like they use for fertility drugs for women, when that molecule docks in the receptor, it's only turning on some parts, some domains of the receptor and not others. That's why it's called selective. We have no idea what the downstream impact of activating some parts of the receptor but not others really is. And here's my case in point. Everybody always like to talk about phytoestrogens and xenoestrogens in our food supply today, right? Synthetic estrogen-like mimicking compounds and plant-based estrogen-mimicking compounds like soy. Well, they are SERMs as well. They are selective estrogen receptor modulators. They don't mimic estrogen completely. They just fit into the receptor and they activate parts of the receptor. And this is why xenoestrogens are well known to produce cancer.
Yep.
Because estrogen, especially estradiol, is highly anti-inflammatory. Estradiol actually reduces inflammation. That's why when women are young and they have lots of estradiol, they're doing fine. As the estradiol starts to wane away, all these other disorders that can be rooted back to whole body inflammation start to come out. Well, anything that is selectively activating a receptor, we don't know what it's really doing. So taking drugs that tell you right on the label, this is going to selectively activate the androgen receptor, it's a crapshoot. They won't know for 50 years what that drug is really going to do. So this is another reason why don't bother with SERMs. Don't bother with SARMs. Go to your doctor and get a prescription for the same hormone that's already in your body, full-blown testosterone. That's it. Amen. Don't Amen. Fool around with it. We're going to take one quick commercial break. When we come back, we have the blueprint tip of the day. Stay tuned.
From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
74% of Americans are living with digestive issues. They take pills and potions to mask the symptoms but never address the root cause. Introducing GI Ultramax Pro, a complex of scientifically substantiated all-star ingredients that reestablish your gut's operating system, allowing you to be better shielded against the bad actors in your food and environment. The gut is complicated, and it takes GI Ultramax Pro to deliver real long-lasting results. Go to superhumanradio.net. and click the GI Ultramax Pro banner ad or visit MotherEarthLabs.com and use code SHR for free shipping. What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but 6 of their top sellers. That's right, 6 different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try.
Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started H-Hemp Company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code SHR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code SHR.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
I remember I must have been 16 or 17 years old. I had built my own bench out of wood, like most of us did when we were kids. And I had picked up one of those barbell dumbbell sets that was plastic covered concrete. And I remember I assembled it in my room. Couldn't get it out of the room. My mother was so mad at me. But, you know, that's where I was going to start working out, in my room. I couldn't do it in the basement. For other reasons. And so I had this album, this Boston album, and I used to put it on and blast it in my room and work out when I was a kid. Every time I hear this song, I think about those days where I would be on that homemade wood bench, bench pressing in my room.
Isn't it funny how songs can bring you back to a certain memory?
You know, music, by the way, is something completely human. I've been doing a lot of reading about quite a few subjects. One of them is called Real Magic. I'm really excited about some of the stuff that I'm reading right now. But anyway, music is something we've had for a long time throughout our evolutionary process. And it stimulates emotions. It causes connections. It actually puts out the way our brains work on a completely different level than any other species on the planet. And some people, when I said this one day, somebody was, oh, well, whales, you know, no, that's them talking. You think it sounds like music, but that's how they talk. Yeah. We talk, but we also make music. It's really, you know, we make light of it because music is in our lives, but it's an amazing phenomenon how we have developed music. It actually entangles physics and math when we start talking about beats, and it actually connects to us on a special level in our brain that can actually evoke emotions, make you cry, make you want to work out harder, make you want to go on a long trip, bring back memories of a first love. So music is something completely human, and it's really mysterious. And there's a lot to it. I've just started to kind of scratch the surface on this topic.
It can be a great performance enhancer as well.
Yes, it's been shown in studies to actually increase force output by as much as 15%. Think about that for a second.
Huge.
I mean, people are like, oh, you know, if you take this supplement, you'll add 20 pounds to your bench press in a week. Well, guess what? You put on a song that really, really turns you on. You'll add 20% pounds to your bench press that day.
Yeah. No, that's the truth. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. Music is cool stuff. Anyway, what is the blueprint tip of the day?
Tip of the day is something called finding your fight. So I did a piece years ago called Finding Your Fight. It was actually one of my more popular ones. I heard from a lot of people. So it had to do with with finding a reason to train, to go beyond the pain, and to develop yourself to the utmost of your genetic potential. Now, I know well the reasons that I train, everything from the reason I started to the reason that I continue. It is crucial you know these reasons as well, because you don't just get up one day and say, hey, I'm going to start working out, and I'm going to keep going to the gym through thick and thin. When the funds are low and the debt's high and all these competing interests conspire to tear me away, and I'm going to keep chipping away at it no matter how long it takes, no matter how many injuries I incur, no matter how much pain I have to go through or how many sacrifices that I need to make. That doesn't just happen. So it's crucial to understand a few things. And a personal example might help. Even before I started training, I understood how I learned. I'm a person that learns by watching. So I joined my first real gym at age 18, and it was an intimidating experience. In fact, the first two or three times I went, I didn't even lift. I just watched. I literally sat at the desk and watched these giant men push and pull what seemed to be at the time to be impossible weights. And I'll never forget this, too. There was one guy in particular that I zeroed in on. He trained alone, but he was the fiercest, most intense guy there. When he started a set, he would close his eyes, and he would lift what I'll call furious concentration. He would blast through his sets like a hot knife through butter. It was amazing to watch. And it was pretty clear to me, even then, there was something inside that man that set him apart from the other people. I ultimately fueled my training with a mix of body dysmorphic disorder and inspiration that I derived from my heroes. You know, but that was then, and this is now. And now, I'm watching my son start his journey. So I've been training him now for almost a year. And he's made some outstanding progress during that time. You know, at 12 years old, he can do 25 one-legged bodyweight squats on each side. He is knocking out about 200 bodyweight squats in a row on both legs. And his push-ups and pull-ups are coming along, too. Here's the thing, though. All of that's great. But left to his own devices, he wouldn't be doing any of it. In other words, he has not yet found his fight. So it's with intense interest that I study people. And obviously, he's probably the one I study the most because he's my son. In some respects, he's a lot like Dad. He has a rather flat affect. He doesn't get overly excited or upset about things. He just kind of goes with the flow of life. He has not yet been motivated by things like insecurity, feeling threatened, nor has he exhibited signs of being inspired by others, you know, muscle men. Men with so much muscle and strength that someday he might dream, like I did, about being able to match or exceed them. You know, I had all of that and more, and I'm going to be very honest. I needed all of it to get where I was going. And there's no shame in admitting that, by the way, because to me, the means justify the end, or the end justify the means. I always screw that up. You know, you can call it body dysmorphic disorder. You can call it a mental disorder. Call it what you will. But I will tell you this. It is key to reaching your potential. In my son, it just isn't there yet. I'm waiting for it, but I also realize it may never come. But I'm hoping it does, because that kind of fuel is the most powerful stuff, quote-unquote stuff, you can be on. In some cases, far more so than everyone's favorite reference point for performance enhancement, steroids. You heard me right. You show me someone that hates himself as much as I did, and I will show you someone who is willing to run through a brick wall, if that's what it takes. I didn't need steroids. I had these other things that drove me. And I lifted with such aggression, obsession, and ferocity that the steroid allegations were there with me at age 17. Just as they are now, still, at age 48. Which, by the way, is a sure sign you're doing something right. So understand that. This fuel I'm talking about, it can't be bought at GNC. It doesn't exist online. Twin Lab, EIS, Metrics, no other company can bottle it because it comes from inside you, specifically your mind. And it is crucial that you identify what drives you because it's quite literally what separates the men from the boys in the gym. You know, wherever you are with your training today, you need to find your fight. Because all the food, all the supplements, and even steroids in the world are not enough. You need this drive to bleed, to sweat, and to sacrifice. So before you order up that next bottle of whatever, I want you to think long and hard about what I'm saying here. Because it's that important and that powerful. You know, what works better than anything in the world resides inside of you. It's just a matter of tapping into it to realize your potential. Now, it's a tough thing to put into words, right? It's an intangible. But I know many of you that are listening know exactly what I'm talking about. Find your fight at all costs. Because you'll need all of it and then some to go past what nature intended for you. And as I sit here and think about it, it's worth mentioning that I am built like nobody in my family. My brother is a spitting image of my father. The rib cage and the muscle I've developed in my upper and lower body goes far beyond what my genes would have suggested. I said it before this episode, I'll say it again. My ankles are smaller than my wife, and it's not like she's got big ankles. For what it's worth, I attribute a lot of that, as far as exercises go and routines, 20-rep breathing squat pullovers, and associated high-intensity, lower-volume stuff. More importantly, a manic dedication to all things physical culture. It was the first thing I thought about when I got up. I thought about it every free minute I had of every day. And it was the last thing I thought about and dreamed about when I went to sleep at night. And it still is. If you're still listening, there is no reason that you can't do the same. Tap into that pop, and this is in.
You're dropping out, Rob. Almost like you're on a cell phone. I know you're not on a cell phone. It's got to be voice over IP. Rob, can you hear me? Hold on, everybody. That's a first. We lost Rob, and it's the end of the show anyway. I'd ring him back up, but I'd have to play music and a commercial break, and then we'd bring him back on to say goodbye. So I'm going to say goodbye for Rob. Go to his website, CoachRobRegish.com, to learn more about how you can be stronger tomorrow. He's got some great stuff up there. He's put his life into it. It's very, very different than some guy who comes out of the woodwork and says, I want to be a fitness guru today, and the next week he's teaching people how to buy Bitcoin. Rob has put his entire life into this project of becoming stronger and bigger, so you can learn a lot. CoachRobRegish.com. Check it out. We'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today. The Gadget Guy is on tomorrow. Don't miss it.